As a business owner of an aquaculture company, how can you take the first step to be profitable and sustainable at the same time? That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Hello, and welcome to the Business of Aquaculture podcast. This is the podcast for the sustainable business movement in the aqua farming and ocean ranching industries. This podcast aims to amplify the voices of entrepreneurs addressing the United Nations Global Goals, aka Sustainable Development Goals number 14, to conserve and sustainably use the oceans and the seas. Listen in to fellow business aquaculturists in their journey in this new model of food production, of making their business sustainable and help the ocean's ecology while also making a profit all at the same time. Get inspired to learn how even small to medium businesses can make an impact to save the seas, leave a legacy, and have a better quality of life. One of our goals is you take away a nugget of wisdom that will help your business move from the Industrial Revolution to Business 5.0. Our vision is that of collaboration in the aquaculture industry. I'm Lourdes Gant, your host. As a business owner of an aquaculture company, how do you manage a food and beverage services with a market focused on the seafood? That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Welcome to episode 13 of the Business of Aquaculture podcast. This episode, we have Daisy Berg. Welcome to the show, Daisy.
Thank you for having me.
Daisy is the program and seafood category manager with New Seasons Market. Her skill set includes inventory management, merchandising, purchasing, logistic management, customer service, and more. If you listen to our last episode, we had Danielle Rasek of Ataraya talk to us about Shrimp Box, an innovative hardware making shrimp the future of protein. Welcome again to the show, Daisy. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
I know you're very busy, so I'll get this show started. What has kept you in staying with New Seasons Market for almost 17 years? And I ask this question because it is such an honor to have somebody stay that long in the company. So I'm sure New Seasons Market is very happy to have you.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been with New Seasons, like you said, for close to 17 years, about 16 and a half. The great thing about this company is that we have multiple departments, multiple jobs, and I've had the pleasure of having a lot of them. So I started with New Seasons working at one of our busier locations when we only had, I think we were just at 6 stores when I started working for the company. I worked in a store as the seafood manager, and I stayed in that role for a couple of years. And then I moved into the office at that location as a bookkeeper. And after doing that for a couple of years, I moved into our central office as the office services manager, and then had a couple of roles at the office, went back to a store for a little while because I knew that this position that I'm in right now was going to be posting within a few months. And so I really needed to make a leap, get back into a store. I was an assistant meat manager for a few months and then applied for this job and got it about 9 years ago. So since then, I've been the program and category manager, and everything seafood comes through my hands.
And how many locations do you have now? You started from 6. How many now?
Yeah, so currently we have 19 locations
wow.
in the Portland, Oregon metro area, which includes Vancouver, Washington, which is just right over the river. And then for a while, we were actually expanding into multiple markets. So we moved into Seattle, opened a couple of locations there. We acquired a small company in the Santa Cruz area called New Leaf Community Markets. I oversaw that program as well for about 5 years. And then we started opening up New Seasons in the California area as well. We have a new parent company now, and that company, Good Food Holdings, has 5 different retailers on the West Coast. And so part of the agreement when they purchased us is that we needed to just stick to Oregon and Southern Washington. So we let go of all of those other locations, and now we're just still focusing on the Portland metro area and maybe expansion into some other areas in Oregon in the future.
I like what you said too, when you started first with one role and then you know that this was an opening and this was like 9 years ago. So some of the people who are listening to our podcast are mostly sometimes students, business, small to medium business owners and entrepreneurs, of course, and aquaculturists. So what is one thing that you can say that New Seasons Market has been very, very attractive for employees to work with?
New Seasons is a B Corp. So that's one big thing. And so that means that we look at people, profit, and planet. So it's a triple bottom line company. And our goal is to balance all of those so that everyone thrives. And that's what's kept New Seasons as unique as it is and differentiates us in the marketplace. I also have a very long background in seafood. I basically grew up in the business. And the thing that I love about seafood that I try to use as my way to lure new people into it is that there are so many species, so many different farming options. It never stops changing. And if you want to be in a career that is extremely dynamic, this is the one for you.
I totally agree. I've been in this for 15 years now, and every day is different. It's very dynamic and learning a lot every day too. So I'm sure it's the same. I would say like that sums up like the culture when you were talking being a B Corp, people, planet, profit. I mean, that's a trifecta for somebody to work with. So thank you for sharing that. So I can see too that you've been moving from one role to another. So if you have a 5-step, maybe simple and practical process in implementing a unique method for small to medium-sized businesses, what would they be?
I think it's important to know every aspect of the business. It really has helped me be able to create a really great program because I know it from the bottom up. I worked at store level, and prior to that, I was in hospitality. My background from my family is a wholesale business and also a retail seafood market. And so I understand the kind of wholesale portion and the sales portion of the world, and then also the retail portion and knowing what customers are looking for. I think that has really helped me grow the program. And then I also understand from a staffing level what it takes to implement a program or launch a new product into a market. It's not as easy as just saying, okay, here's this and sell it. There has to be education involved. You have to use a lens that helps you understand how it's going to land with the staff and what the impact is going to be on them. It may sound amazing on paper, but if it doesn't work in the market, it's not going to work. And if the people that are selling it don't understand it and aren't behind it, it is not going to make it off of the shelf.
Right. And it's very important to understand that, especially when you were talking about the distinction between, okay, what's the sales portion versus the retail portion. So maybe you can give us a little bit of background on what's the nitty-gritty on that.
Yeah. So I think having that background has helped me become a good customer as well, a customer for my distributors. And I look at either a relationship with a distributor or a relationship with a specific producer or a wild capture group as a relationship and a partnership. It is not a one-way street. It is not whatever I say as the customer goes. We have to work together so that we can all make it work. If it's a one-way street, it's not going to go anywhere. And so understanding that aspect of it and being able to communicate that to staff at store level, and also being able to help customers understand that it's not quite as simple as everyone thinks it might be. It can be complicated. And then be able to kind of explain the why on why we carry what we do and why we may not have exactly what they're looking for. But our goal is to always make sure that if someone comes up to our seafood counter, we want them to walk away with something. If we don't have what they're looking for, we suggest something else. And hopefully they are trusting in us to help us walk them through their journey.
And that's really important. I think in everything that we do, whatever the industry is, collaboration and partnership is really a must now. That if a business or even any other culture, whether that's a financial institution, an educational institution, that is a key to having a good transformational versus just a transaction way of doing things. So last question to you is, what are the future trends that you're seeing in this space?
I've noticed a big switch in seafood over the last 5 or so years towards aquaculture and acceptance of aquaculture, which is really exciting. That's even a huge switch for me. I was very wild seafood focused, and part of it is because of the area that I'm in. The Pacific Northwest is a very wild salmon-centric consumer and area. Not only do the consumers want it, but it's kind of in everyone's blood. There are multiple people that have worked in fisheries, whether it's here or going to Alaska for a summer job. It's really hard to find someone that's grown up in the Pacific Northwest that doesn't say, like, doesn't have some sort of connection to wild fish. But I have seen a huge swing towards aquaculture, and it's really exciting because I think we've seen such great innovations that have really come into play and are scalable now. And with the growing population, I mean, we hear it all the time. This is an answer to feeding the world. It takes less energy to raise fish than it does to raise any other animal that we raise for protein. And there are changes in the industry every single day that are proving to work. So that's one of the biggest things. I'm also really excited about launching a fresh seaweed at our stores in a few weeks. And this will come from an Oregon grower called Oregon Seaweed. They are raising dulse in tanks right on the Oregon coast. And so we're real excited to try it out and see what customers think of our new product.
That's really exciting that we keep on saying nowadays, seaweed is the new darling of the aquaculture industry. Everywhere you can just hear them. And you also just came out from the recent Boston Seafood Show. What was your biggest takeaway from that event?
Yeah, I was there. It was really great. What were the big takeaways? Aquaculture, of course, traceability and being able to link the end consumer with the producer in a way that's easy for everyone along the supply chain. I'm really excited about some advancements in that field. Great advancements in some aquaculture feed. Been speaking with Veramaris and talking about algal oil made out of algae. Like, that is super, super exciting. I spent a lot of time picking people's brains on grab and go. So grab and go is that area in the grocery store where it's all kind of prepackaged meats and seafoods. And seafood is a really tough thing to sell the customer from a prepack area. So I was kind of picking people's brains on how and what kind of successes they're having or what they've tried. So I'm trying out a couple of new things because really customers are very busy and they're moving towards the grab and go for some other proteins. And so I want to figure out a way to get them interested in seafood as well.
Thank you for sharing those. It's really interesting that you mentioned about that grab and grow. I guess with the change in consumer preferences, even after COVID, and you would have thought that people will slow down a little bit, but this is a really exciting portion of retail now wherein everybody is just running out of time. So they have to be leveraging not only what they're eating, but the time that they're spending cooking as well. So I would like to hear more another time from you on what was your research from picking up the brains of the masters. But thank you so much for your time, Daisy. I really appreciate you. The biggest takeaway that I learned from this conversation is when you were really talking about the mandate of New Seasons Market, being a B corporation, taking care of people, planet, and obviously it has to make economic sense for profit. Thank you again. How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn, Daisy Berg. And other than that, I'm mostly out in our stores, New Seasons Market in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington.
Thanks again, Daisy. In our next episode, I have a comeback guest, Mr. Guy Dean from OrganicOcean.com. To our listeners, I hope you will join me in the next episode and together we can help create a better business in aquaculture. Thanks again, Daisy. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you are inspired from this episode. Do take a moment and share this with your friends and colleagues and rate and review the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway from this conversation has been. What are you going to do differently? Please share your thoughts across social media and tag us. For links and show notes for this episode, visit our website, www.sustainableaquaculture.ca/podcast. Thank you again. I hope you will join me on the next episode, and together we can help create a better business in aquaculture.